I love when things tick you off. Oh. You are an absolute classic. The stuff that irks you.
Well, not just me, but this happened to a mate of my brother's. He was telling me about this the other day.
Yep.
This guy's got a fairly nice pool. They've just put it in anyway. They wanted, after 12 months of having it, they said, let's get some landscaping done. Let's get, all that fancy brickwork in.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been sort of dealing with a bit of dirt around the pool, maybe a little bit of grass that they've tried to grow. Because it hasn't grown, they've decided to go and get all these nice terracotta things put in. Anyway, tradie dude turns up. This happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he brings his kid with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Maybe, wants to help him out on the job. His kid's about 10 or 11, so I'm thinking he's not going to lend much muscle to the job, as my brother was saying to me. Anyway, as he's progressively doing his job and laying in, the grouting and all that sort of stuff, the kid gets down to his swimmers, hops in the pool, and then proceeds for the next couple of hours to spend his time in there while Dad's on the job. Hello? I know you've got a job to do around the pool, but... First, bring your son to work day. Was that officially mentioned as a thing that you do as a tradie? And also, the kid's in the pool. The tradies, you're a visitor to someone's house.
Mm.
You're trying to get a job done and your kid's decided to cool off. Allie, seriously?
Look, as reluctant as I am to be on your team and agree with you on something.
Oh, really?
I do agree. I agree. Look, I would never, as a parent, just allow my kid to jump in someone else's pool without asking. Now, if someone came to do some work at my house and said, do you mind if my kid, A, comes along and look, would it be okay? Do you care if they jump in the pool? I would say, oh, my goodness, absolutely no problem whatsoever.
What about if
jump
they asked
you?
Jump
in the pool. No problemo. So long as you're supervising them, that's absolutely no problem.
What about, though, Allie, if the tradie said you, put it around this way, didn't just bring you somebody, says, can I use your loo while he's doing the job?
That's fine. Absolutely. Okay. I'm not precious about that sort of stuff. But I would never, if I came home from the shops and here's the tradie out the back and his kid swimming around in the pool, I would think, oh, geez, that's a bit rich, like you haven't even asked.
According to my brother's story, though, no permission was asked and his mate was at home. So he was inside the house obviously doing something, looking out the window and seeing this take place.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. That's a bit – and I'm an easygoing person. Like I said, if they asked, it'd be like, oh, no problem. And, if they were a nice enough person, I would probably go out and say, hey – get your kid in the pool. It's hot. Don't worry. It's no stress whatsoever. But you don't just do that without asking or being offered.
I asked my brother, did this fella go and confront him? And he said no, because he was so shocked. He thought, what do I say? What do I do?
Yeah.
Well, if you felt strongly about it, to have a whinge to my bro.
Oh, but then you'd seem like an old stooge. And you would. That's the thing. You can't win, can you, in that situation? Because I'd be thinking, geez, are you right? But then, you would feel like a grumpy old Alf Stewart. If you went and said anything, would you say something if you were a tradie in that?
No, I'm a scaredy cat. I just
you just whinge about it to me.
Yes, I would.
The next time
in the Zig family, but I'd give him the glares. He wouldn't get a cold drink out of me.
Tough guy.
But the trouble is, because his son's there, you don't want to make it a scene.
Yeah.
You don't want to make the kid feel awkward. But, man, it's not okay.
You just got to suck it up.
It's not okay. Zig family agree with me, of course, won't they? Bob, you're backing me up. This tradie that had his kid jump in the pool, that's not okay, correct?
No, I wouldn't do it, mate. I mean, I don't think it was the right thing to do, just to help yourself, That's, you ask first.
Yes, you ask first. Look, I will say it'd be different if it was like a new place and you knew the owners weren't there. Then go for it.
Well, that's being sneaky.
No, that's fine. But if the owners are home, goodness
would
sakes.
You confront him, Bob? I mean, my brother was saying this friend of his was actually at home when it happened and he didn't go and say anything. He just sort of sat wide-eyed and whinged about it. Would you go and confront this guy?
Well, I mean, you've got a tradie there working for you, mate. You don't want to create animosity.
Yes.
I mean, the catch one situation, mate, which way do you go?
You keep it polite, yeah. A lot of people would run and just whinge about it on Facebook like a lot of people do or go and tell someone else. But I think, you know, we have to stand up for our rights, Bob. I think we need to, you know, to go in and stand on our dig. I mean, if again, the question, do they want to go and use your toilet? Everyone says, well, yes, but I don't know. They should bring that sort of stuff on the job. Don't they bring a portaloo with them or something when they...
That just costs more money, though, and then you end up having to pay for that.
Yeah. Don't they bring their own, Bob, normally?
No, I mean, I've had people working in my place that, mate, and they've asked to use a toilet. There's not a problem with me, mate. No dramas at all.
Yeah, come on, Bill Coe.
You're a lucky guy.
Seriously.
Al, what are you saying? Al, are you with me? I mean, tradies need to ask permission.
Well, I'm a tradie. They need to ask permission. Well, they need to knock on the door and ask if they can go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I got plenty of people that say to me, you know, it's so hot, feel free to jump in the pool if you want. But, you know, I never do because I never got any bathers with me. But,
oh, well.
Yeah, and that would be awkward.
Go commando. There's no problem there.
my big, Eric, is, and I've got two dogs and they stay at home because that's where they live.
Okay.
But the tradies that bring their dogs on site, to me, is a no-no. And especially if you're going to somebody's house that have got dogs, because that's their territory.
Correct.
And, yeah.
You know, the tradie could have a bigger dog that's intimidating the dog, you know, that's on that property, all that sort of thing. And you've got to pick up after another dog, because I'm sure the tradie doesn't know what they're doing wandering around. So
I agree. You definitely want to ask permission for that. On these new job sites where they're doing a big development, I mean, do the dogs come to blows with each other? I would imagine they would if you got a whole bunch of tradies.
Commercial sites, the dogs aren't allowed.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah,
you'll only find dogs on Joe Blows, you know, mum and dad's.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, good on you, Al. Thanks, mate.
Keep them at home.
Yeah, keep them at home, exactly. Well, keep your kids at home. I'll be doing the same thing. Thanks, man.